Good evening, everybody. This is Tiffany Cano, and we are having a call about aligning with our inner money magnet. So this call is about getting aware of all the various parts of us and having conversations and communication and working out feels and forgiveness and getting all of our parts in alignment. So the reason why that's important is because when we are 90 or 95% in alignment, it's good, but that 5 to 10% still causes massive problems. Like when we try to manifest something, it might partially manifest, or it might not at all because of that 5 to 10%. It's small but mighty. You know. So I'm going to kind of give you an example of what happened to me recently, and then we'll go into prayers and some strategies to how to get out of it, okay? So about a week or two ago, I had this internal battle with myself where 93% of me was all in with making this new purchase of something that, you know, was kind of a big ticket item, a couple thousand dollars. And I felt a small part of me resist it. Like, no, you shouldn't be spending your money on that. You should be spending your money elsewhere. And I kept trying to like wash it under the rug. Like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Let's just do it, right? And just kind of taking control. But I still kept bumping up against a brick wall. I kept hitting my head and stumbling my foot. And then I just sat down with myself and I just talked to myself. I said, okay, so whatever part or parts of me that are out of alignment with purchasing that thing, please come forward. Let's have a conversation. Let's just, it's safe, let's just talk about it. And so what happened with me is that small part was like my tax accountant kind of person, right? That it's the number counter. And specifically in regards to me being self-employed and having to pay my own taxes. Okay, so that's this part's job. And it was throwing a monkey wrench in to my intention because it wanted me to allocate that money towards paying off my taxes. And it was kind of scolding me for not being better at consistently paying my taxes every time I get money coming in. You know, in the past, I would kind of do lump amounts here and there, and not necessarily on a weekly or monthly basis. And so I had this whole sit down with my part. And I used Allison's partnering conversation. You know, for those of you who are familiar with Allison Armstrong, she's freaking phenomenal in the area of relationships and having partnering conversations. And so I used my skills there to have a needs conversation with this part, and what I came up with is a new deal, a new agreement where I would just every single time I got money, whether it was a lump sum for, you know, a big healing package, or whether it was a small one from maybe an instant download, okay? But every single time I got paid, I need to split it up into categories. and I have to have a certain percentage for my taxes, a certain percentage for tithing, and a certain percentage for savings, and all the rest I live off of. And I was resisting that because that's a lot of work. Like every time I get paid to have to do something like that. But that was actually the only thing that this part would agree to in order to be on board for me to make this other big payment. And I thought, you know what? It takes less energy and time and effort for me to just allocate that money with every single, and it might be every single day, because I do. I get small, medium, and large size amounts of money almost daily. But if I get that money every day, I can, and I allocate it properly, then it is actually saving me from the tax man, and it's saving me from myself and getting in my own way, because that part is out of alignment, right? So I said to God and the universe and to all my parts, I said, okay, if I need to allocate, you know, this 40% off the top of everything that I gross, then I need to gross more money every month. And so I just put it out there. I'm like, we need a new dollar amount that we're going to make this amount or more every single month if I'm going to agree to this particular deal. And when I, at the end of that conversation with God, the universe, and my parts, I got paid. Like, I had two people, like, say, oh, yeah, I want to work with you. Another person saying, I want to buy another package of sessions. And so it was when I got in alignment, the doors opened to more money in this case, because it was in the area of money. And so this is just one example of how I've used my parts in regards to money. I also have conversations with all of my body parts in regards to my health. And I also have conversations with my parts, especially my heart, in regards to relationships. So when you get a habit of this, you can apply it in a lot of different ways. Okay? So that story is just the beginning. And what I'd like us to do now is a quick prayer. And then I'm going to have you guys write down an intention. So if you – actually, I think you should write first, and then we'll pray, okay? So get out your pen and paper, and I'll give you maybe 30 seconds or so, and I want you to jot down one intention that you have regarding money. And I'd like a couple of you to be willing – to share and be a demo on this call, if you would please. So please write it down. Pardon? I'll give you maybe 15 more seconds. Okay, now let's pray to the Supreme, and you can pray in whatever way resonates with you. There's no particular faith or religion that I use in these prayers. I'm very spiritual. I've studied all of the world's religions, and I love them and find value in them. So if there's a word that you need to hear that resonates more than what I'm saying, feel free to interchange that in your mind. So, for example, if I say the word God and you prefer the word universe or great spirit, please go internally, okay? So the Supreme God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, beloved friend, partner, and creator, we thank you. To all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides, we thank you. Thank you for helping us to have healing and clarity and clear out whatever is blocking us from that intention that was just written down from manifesting rapidly and properly. Thank you. Amen. Okay. So with your intention now, I want you to just sit quietly for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And in this quiet space, I want you to create a safety. So put your hand on your heart, and I want you to tune in to your heart, tune into your body. Just get still and quiet and talk to yourself, stating, hey, this is a safe place. This is a safe place for us to have open and honest and kind communication. I really want to hear the things that you have to say to me. And I want us to be in alignment. I want to be in alignment with my inner money magnet and be in alignment with the intention that I just wrote down. And so whatever part or parts of me that are resistant or feel fearful or doubtful or afraid of having this intention manifest, I'd like to call you forward and have a conversation with you if you're willing. So just be still and quiet. Allow one or more parts of you to come out in front of you like you're having a face-to-face conversation. Breathe. Relax. Allow this to be a really safe space. Good. So I would like a volunteer. Somebody who would like. Okay, Sarah.
Happy.
What is your intention?
My intention is that my business revenue is $20,000 a month or more. And I want to align with a similar deal, 40% similar taxes, savings, tithing. I'd like to hook into that similar deal if possible. That sounds perfect.
Okay. And what percentage of you is in alignment with this intention?
75.
Okay. And of the 25% that isn't, how many parts of you are throwing up a red flag? Like, can you identify how many of the parts are there?
Yeah, I've done some similar kind of work, and I have a delegate. I call her Financial Sarah. She's the one who's coming for us. There's a few other Sarahs, but she seems to be the main bean counter, as you called it. So she's here.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. So I want you to ask Financial Sarah is she willing to have a conversation about this intention? Is now a good time?
Okay. Is now a good time to have a conversation about this intention? You want this aloud, right?
Yep.
Okay. She said yes.
Okay. So ask her, what is blocking you from being on board with this intention? What do you need in order to be on board?
Okay. Now, what is blocking you from being on board with this intention? And what do you need to be on board with this intention? She says, what's blocking her is that I'll get in over my head, is what's coming up.
Okay.
And what do you need? She needs savings and reserves.
Okay.
We've known this. Yeah, yeah. That seems to be, yeah, she needs savings and reserves.
Okay. How much savings and reserves?
She says at least 20,000 in savings and reserves.
Okay. And what percentage of money that you get in does she need you to allocate towards that goal of 20,000 and more?
30%.
Okay. So 30% of your growth going towards savings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And tithing, that allocation, yeah.
Okay, what percentage towards tithing?
Ah, there's the 40. She said 40. Yeah, another 10. Okay.
Okay, so 10% towards tithing.
Mm-hmm.
And how much towards taxes?
I think she's thinking, she says the taxes are part of the savings, part of the 30%. That's what she was thinking. Because that'll go and get rebuilt. And yeah.
Okay, so break it down further. How much of that 30% needs to go directly towards taxes?
15.
Okay, so 15% towards taxes, and then 15% toward, like, the do not touch savings account. Reserves.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ask Financial Sarah, if you were to strictly allocate 15% towards savings, 15% towards taxes, and 10% towards tithing, would she be in alignment with you receiving $20,000 and more every month?
So if I were to allocate 15% for taxes and 15% towards reserves and savings and 10% towards tithing, would you be in alignment and on board with us receiving $20,000 or more every month? She said, yep.
Okay. That's great.
She's definitive. She's definitive. She's...
Okay. Okay. Good.
We like Financial Sarah. We want to make her happy. We want to make her happy.
Okay. I would like you to now just give a quick apology to Financial Sarah for all the times and ways that you haven't followed through with your verbal agreements with her? Because I sense that you've talked to her off and on. So can you just apologize for all the times that you didn't and vow to do that going forward with this mm-hmm. new deal?
Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Financial Sarah, I am really, really sorry for all the times and ways I didn't keep my promises to you, and I made you nervous, even more nervous. I'm really, really sorry I did that. And I vow that with this new deal, I will allocate 15, 15, and 10 to those places off my gross immediately or sooner every time. I promise.
Are you a woman of your word? So now check in with yourself. What percentage of you is all in, completely in alignment with you receiving 20% or $20,000 and more each month?
95. Okay.
Okay. I thought that. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is that other 5? And who is it?
This is a Sarah that's worried about being too visible and being seen too much.
Okay.
And she's new. I've never met her before, just so you know.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, good job. So ask this part, does she have a name? Is there, you know, a way in which she'd like to be called?
She says her name is the Star.
Ah. Okay. And ask the Star if now's a good time to talk.
Okay. Is now a good time to talk about getting on board with this intention? So yes.
Okay. So what does she need?
Yeah.
What's the message?
Yeah, what do you need? What's the message? That will get too big for people in our lives.
Okay. And what's wrong with being too big?
They might get their feelings hurt inadvertently or be resentful or jealous or competitive. Yeah.
Okay. And what's wrong with them being jealous, competitive, resentful?
They won't like me.
Okay. Why is it important for you to be liked?
So I'll be connected and I'll be safe.
Okay. And is there a certain dollar amount that if we go above that amount, you don't feel safe.
She says she actually doesn't feel safe with the over 20 part. She feels fine about 20. It's over 20 that makes her nervous.
Okay.
So a dollar amount. So what would be the specific dollar amount that, is it 21? Is it 29? She said over 25, like at 25, she starts getting nervous or more every month.
Okay. So is she okay with you receiving $20,000 every month?
Yeah. She says yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, are you okay with receiving $20,000 a month? Like that's your cap for now.
Yeah, certainly. If that happened every single month, rain or shine, consistently, that would be an awesome benchmark for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to practice receiving $20,000 and more each month consistently, you would be happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So how many, what I would do is I would agree to $20,000 every month and then put in a clause in the contract that you'd like to revisit this conversation in 3 to 6 months.
I love it. Okay. Okay.
And then in 3 to 6 months, you are to the star and see – you know, how, just do a check-in. You know, I know previously you were kind of worried about being seen and being out there and being too big. Are you, how have you been doing now that I'm making $20,000 a month? How are you doing about that? What do we, you know, if we wanted to make more than $20,000 a month?
What do you need? Okay.
What else would you need? Right.
Right.
So practice the receiving of the $20,000 every month. Okay, and when you're in that consistent zone, then revisit that conversation.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
So ask the star, is she on board with that?
Okay. Ms. Star, are you on board with $20,000 a month and we'll revisit this in 3 to 6 months when we're receiving $20,000 a month and see how you feel, figure out what else you might need? She said, yes. So you're on board with $20,000 a month. Yes.
Okay.
I am the star after all, is what she said.
Awesome.
It's like she wants it, but she's scared. You know, she wants it, but she's scared. Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
So thank the star and thank Financial Sarah for talking to you.
Thank you.
And now check back in with yourself. What percentage are you in alignment with receiving $20,000 a month?
100.
Take a deep breath. Good job. Good job. So that is one example, a really great example. Thank you for being the demo on this call. And what I'd like to do now is to do a group healing for everybody else. And I've got the message that before we shift into a group healing, I need to take some questions. So based on the story and example that I gave you at the beginning of the call and the one that we did with Sarah, does anybody else who's joined us and is on the call have any questions about what we just did. Okay. If you're trying to talk, you're on mute. Okay. So we'll go ahead and shift into the group healing now. And then I'll open it up for questions a little later if something has popped up. So everyone take a deep breath. This is definitely the time when you want to be sitting or laying down with your eyes closed and really relax. I want you to check in with yourself. And I'm going to guide the whole group where you can just love on yourself and get in alignment with the various parts. This is you getting in alignment with yourself and with your inner money magnet and with that intention that you wrote down at the beginning of the call. Thank you, God, for the deep, deep, miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing. Thank you for guiding us, healing us, loving us, showering with tremendous mercy and grace and healing. Thank you for helping everybody on this call and listening to the recording to be healed and to be in alignment with all of your various parts. So what I like to do is just kind of cleansing the aura, getting the clutter out, because that also makes it easier to decipher, like, which is your stuff and what's just clutter. Like, what is your part trying to tell you, and what is just energies or thought forms that you may have picked up from environments or people that you've been around. So let's let go of anything that is not you. Release anything that is not you and not in alignment with your inner money magnet, with the intention that you wrote down, anything that is not you being in alignment with yourself. I want you to release it, and let it go. This is a really safe space to release and to let go. I let go of any and all clutter within my system, any negative thoughts, negative emotions, all stories, beliefs, anything that I've sponged up from other people or environments, anything that's no longer serving me, I let it go. I release. I let go of anything that isn't me and isn't in alignment with me being my best self. I just let it go. I allow myself to be healed spiritually. Take a deep breath. I allow for mental healing. I allow for emotional healing. Breathe. I allow for etheric healing. I allow for physical healing right now. Physical healing. Deep, deep physical healing. Good. So now that we've let go of more of that clutter and stuff that is not you, I want you to get a little practice with communicating with yourself the way that I demonstrated with Sarah. So I'm going to facilitate that for you guys as a group. So getting back to your intention that you wrote down at the beginning, and now I'll create a really safe space. It's been safe for this whole call. It's just, you know, continuing in that safety. And then asking yourself, are there any parts of me that are not in alignment with this intention that I wrote down? And if so, please come to the surface. Let's have a conversation about it. You may notice that it's one or more parts, or you may notice it as a percentage, the way Sarah, you know, said, I'm 75% in alignment, and it's this other 25%. And then it ended up being two parts of her were in that 25%. So give yourself some space to have that awareness and just call forward whatever percentage of you is not in alignment with your intention, or call forward whatever part, one or more parts of you are not in alignment with that intention from manifesting rapidly and properly. Good. When I tune in clairvoyantly, it looks like everybody, a good portion of the people have at least one part to talk to. So now ask this part, is now a good time to talk? And if it is, then ask your part, what messages do you have for me? And listen. And ask that part, what do you need in order to be in alignment with this intention? you might want to jot some of this stuff down, like what your parts are saying to you. So just have that open, loving, safe space for your part. One of my parts to tell you exactly what they need in order to be in alignment. And you might need to do some forgiveness work with them. You might need to create a new deal, a deal that can be a win-win for both of you. It might require some negotiation. So I'm going to be quiet and grant you some quiet space for you to continue with that conversation. Good. Good job. I hope you guys were able to come to some sort of new agreement or term. And if you haven't quite gotten there yet, then it would be wise to continue this conversation until you do. Until you can get in alignment with that part. So thank that part. Thank you for talking to me. Are there any other parts? Are there any other parts that are not in alignment with me manifesting this intention that I wrote down earlier? And if there are, ask what the message is. Ask what this part needs in order to feel safe, to be in alignment with your intention. Good job. You might want to jot some of that down on a piece of paper so that you remember these terms and agreements that you just committed to. And if it needs more refinement, then please continue it after this call is done. So thank this other part of you who you just had a conversation with for talking to you. And I want you to welcome these parts home. Welcome them home. And feel how you feel even more aligned with yourself. That you're even more aligned with your inner money magnet. And that you're even more aligned with that intention that you created at the beginning of the call. I want you to honor yourself and celebrate this even better alignment. I want you to, like, tap yourself on the back, like, give yourself a hug and, like, congratulate yourself and just say, good job. Good job. We did good. We done good. Great job. And thank you, God, for continuing this healing process and alignment process. You know, this alignment comes up with almost every new intention or project that I do. Like, I'll notice that various parts of me start to express themselves. And the key is to not judge or criticize these parts, because the reason why they're throwing up the red flag is almost always coming from a space of wanting to protect you. Just trying to protect you and keeping you safe. And so if you can honor yourself and accept yourself in its entirety, even those parts that feel like self-sabotage at times, and know with certainty that they're not trying to sabotage you because they don't like you. They're trying to create a message, like share a message with you so that you can be safe. And keep you safe and protected and out of harm's way. And so giving thanks for these parts and thanks for this new level of self-awareness. I actually spend time pretty much every day having communication with myself and all the various parts of me. You know, I talk to my chakras, I talk to my organs, I talk to myself, I talk to the parts of me that feel doubt or fear or stress or anxiety of some sort, and work it through. I give thanks for those messages. I give thanks when those types of things are called to my attention, because then I can do something about it. And the more aligned we are with ourselves, the greater we can be. We can be an even bigger impact on our communities, on our family, on humanity. We can be bigger and brighter the more aligned we are. So that's why I love this work. Does anybody have questions about the process that we went through on the call? You would need to unmute yourself if you do. Okay. So as I mentioned at the beginning, you know, I was going to talk to you and share some valuable tools that you can start using and applying right now, and also tell you some ways in which you can go deeper and wider with it and get external support. And so what that looks like is private and group healing sessions. So I would like to offer for anybody who is on this call, if you register today, I will give you a discount on the private healing session. So I do packages of three or more, and normally it would be $700 for a package of three.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody who's on this call and almost everybody who's going to be listening to the recording, and I love you, and I want to be here for you and support you. It's the way that I get to contribute, which makes me really happy. And so for anybody who takes immediate action, I will discount that to $500. So you can have three sessions for $500, and we could get you started right away so that you can go inward and see what parts of you are still out of alignment and have a really safe space and external help, because we all need that. Even I need that. I mean, I pay people to do healing and coaching because it's easier when there's somebody outside of myself guiding me through certain things. I mean, I do self-healing quite a bit, but I also have other people who can see into my blind spots and guide and help and love me. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'd be happy to stay on the call and talk to you about it. And you can send me an email at info@tiffanycano.com, and we can get you scheduled right away and have you pay via PayPal. Quick and easy. That's info@tiffanycano.com. info@tiffanycano.com. I now declare this call complete. I'm going to turn off the recording. And for those who have a question or want to talk to me, I'll remain on the line for a few more minutes. Thanks so much for spending this time with me tonight. I love you. God bless you. Peace be with you. And may you be even more in alignment with your inner money magnet. Bye-bye.